So my seniors called me and they said that we are diluting your show. Because my seniors told me that if you want to become a radio jockey, you have to lose weight.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to RJ Damani, a radio jockey on Radio City that famously hosts the podcast City Ka Foodcast. Hello Damini, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. We've often heard that childhood is amongst the most memorable phases in one's life and contributes incredible amounts to our personality. What was that period like for you?
Imagine about some kids playing in a school's playground. I mean, imagine there's a school, kids are there having lunch, having fun, and then there's this one little girl who's sitting alone, eating by herself, who has no friends, who is constantly called moti, bhais, fat, and all sorts of names. So when we as a children are there in school, we take it very lightly to comment on someone's body shape, to comment on someone's color, to comment on someone's height. And we think it's pretty normal. I mean, kids do that all the time, don't they? But one thing that we forget is what impact it causes in the longer run. So today you call someone fat or black or short-heighted, but you say it in a flip of a second and it goes away. But with that person, it stays for a very, very, very long time. And that happened with me too.
Bullying can completely alter the course of people's lives, affecting their mental and physical health to the point where it could change their personality. What was the impact of these experiences on you? Did it influence your choice of career too?
So that non-existent thing actually grew with me. As I grew, that thing also grew, and I thought, why to face the similar thing in the college? So I didn't go to college. I did my private college from Delhi and had no friends there either. Slowly and gradually towards the end, I got some good friends. They are till there today also, thankfully. So after I finished my college, I wanted to do things. My weight was too much, but my dream's weight was also too much. What should I do? What should I do where people won't comment on my body, won't say that you are a fat child, you're not going to get any success, you're not going to get married and all of those stuff. So I joined a coaching institute there as a receptionist. Receptionist, I don't think anybody remembers. I mean, who was the last receptionist you met and you remember? So my only job was to fill out the forms of other students who've come with so many dreams in their eyes. Form fill karwana, and then, you know, just do odd jobs like filing the papers, deal with the parents, and that's it. I became existent only when a roll number was missing. So I did that and I realized that I am filling out other people's forms, other people's dream forms, and my forms are all empty. What about my dreams?
Damini, tell us about your journey of becoming a radio jockey, because most people believe that one is inherently born with the traits that a jockey needs to have, rather than understanding that everybody builds their capabilities.
I chose to write. I mean, I was not good at any other thing, so I just decided to write down my thoughts and become non-existent, keep them in a closet, in a diary forever. But then I thought, why not just give it a try? Look for something where you are non-existent, but you still exist. Then radio happened. Radio, I mean, you are there, but you don't have to be visible. It's just your voice. That it has to be your identity. So I joined a radio station as an intern, and that too as a copywriter. I had no dreams of becoming a radio jockey. I was like, how can I be a radio jockey? I mean, come on. So I went there for copywriting internship. And while I was doing my internship, I was praised a lot that you have good communication skills, you have good talent, you can speak well on radio, you can become a radio jockey. And that day I felt like, okay, maybe I can and I should give it a try. So I tried for it. I tried, I was good at my work, I was good talent, I was good with communication skills, I was good with people.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. One constant in life is change. The other seems to be challenge, because it is overcoming challenges that we feel true triumph. What were some of the obstacles that came your way as you trod this path?
But I got rejected 3 times. I mean, why? Because my seniors told me that if you want to become a radio jockey, you have to lose weight. And I was given a target. I mean, I was asked to reduce 5 kgs of weight. It was like, reduce 5 kgs and you'll be an RJ. In that day, I actually realized that, I mean, it doesn't matter how much of talent I have. I have to look good. I have to fit in those boxes. And that was pretty much, I had the option. It's not like I did not try. I tried. I actually went on diets. I went to gym and I did everything, but I couldn't do it. I was not able to do it. So then I was rejected 3 times. And the person who was hired in place of me, she was a beauty pageant winner. Now you see where the difference lies. A fat kid with talent, but someone with good looks. Never mind. Then I did everything for her as well, and I was working, and I was just thinking, existential crisis, I'm non-existent, I won't be able to do anything. And then I decided that it's time to quit. Time to quit the internship and go for something else. I thought I'll become a copywriter and I'll adjust. So the day when I decided to quit my internship, my last day, I got a call from my seniors and they said that you are going to be our next RJ. I was very happy. I was like, wow, finally my talent, my hard work paid off. But no, it was not like that. It happened because Miss Beauty Pageant had just quit the job and they did not have any other person around there to fill that space. So they used me. So I was like, okay, but nonetheless, I still got to become an RJ, and that's how accidentally I became an RJ. After a few months, everything was going good. I was still asked, you have become an RJ, but you have to reduce weight. It won't work without that. So I was trying, but it didn't work out. And apparently the company couldn't handle my weight for more than 10 months. So one fine day, they called me. I still remember the day, 21st February. They called me in the cabin and they said that we have a video conference with all the seniors of the company and they want to say something to you. I was like, okay, I was very happy. I mean, maybe appreciation is coming my way, finally. But what I heard next literally shattered every little piece of confidence that I had gathered all over the years. So my seniors called me and they said that we are diluting your show. We are canceling your show. You are not going to host any show on radio anymore. And I was like, why? I mean, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Am I not good talent? Am I not performing? They were like, no, we're just canceling the show. You can't be a radio jockey. You don't have that thing. And I was like, okay, I do not fit in the perfect RJ picture of theirs. So that happened. It was like somebody took you to a mountain and then just, you know, kicked you there and you just fell off. So that was the lowest point where I thought that nothing is left. I can't take it anymore. I can't do it anymore. So I left office. I left office and I was so much shattered and everything that I threw away my phone and I went missing. I went missing for like complete 6-7 hours. Nobody knew where I was. I did not know what is happening and all sorts of things that just hit my mind. I went to bus stop. I thought maybe I should just take a bus and go somewhere far away. I went to railway station and I thought maybe I should just, you know, lie down on the tracks and let's end it forever. I went to the dam and I thought maybe I should just jump from here and, you know, once and for all finish it all, because Daumini, you're good for nothing. You can't do anything. You're just a fat child and nobody's going to like you ever.
Damini, So many individuals wish they had confidence and could manifest it in their lives. How did you manifest confidence to defeat your haters?
Slowly and gradually, while I was battling all those things, I got another job. And when I got that job, when I had to, give my first interview, the question that I was asked was, what happened and why do you want to leave your company? And I couldn't say anything. I was like, just time to move on. But the voice on the other side told, it's a very small industry and we know everything that happened. And I just bursted into the tears. I mean, I have to give an interview. I have to make an impression on that person so that I could get the job. But all I was doing was crying on the phone and telling that why I am not good fit. But then that person, he just gave me some few motivational words and said, let's give it a try. And he told me to listen to the song. And that song, that one song did wonders. That song was unstoppable. And that song became my motto of life. It was like, no matter whatever has happened till date, from now onwards, nobody is going to bring me down. Nobody is going to stop me. I am never going to give up. I am going to become unstoppable. And I did that. Three written tests and 5 interviews later, I got another job where my company really appreciated my efforts. And very slowly and steadily over the few years, that confidence that I had lost was again there. It's not like that I was not body shamed after that. I was body shamed n number of times. When I took mic and went on stage to host someone from the crowd shouted, oh my God, how is that fat girl going to host? I mean, why is she even here? And I was like, that is the difference. I am here on stage and you are there. So the girl who had zero confidence, who was non-existent, who could not get up on stage, has hosted an audience of more than 2 lakh people on a stage. And I'm hosting a show right now currently in radio and doing pretty good. Not achieved very much something really big, but I did pretty good.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the 3 dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.